Okay, I want to run a stickle based on the stickle, not the inside, but based on the stickle, three stickles. Based on the stickle, nice lawyer, Harry Shiny Pashas Noyach. So, the Shurim, Rosh Hashune, Oy Samach, then a stickle from Rebbe's Chandabruch. There's two big parshiyos, two big parshiyos in this week's Sedra. Big and new. First thing in is the Inyan of the Mabul. Mabul. The second thing is the Dora of Lugis. Two big zachim. And we know that the Seder, Hadvurim is Doch first with the Mabul. Later on was the Dora of Lugis. Now, one might assume that they have no shaykhah to each other, b'chlau. There's a big shaykhah. Dora Flugge is something that follows the Dora Mabu, and there's a gewaldige kesha between the two, as we'll try to explain next few minutes. Razoi. The psichin is a kodesh. The psichin of the whole parasha of the Dora Flugge. And the psichin that the Zohar Kodesh gives is in the pusik by Shlomo HaMelech. Which is spoken about the Beis HaMikdash that Shlomo HaMelech built. And the Mashloich of Masbin, the Lechoyre, what connection does the Zohar HaFluga have with the Beis HaMikdash? The Zohar Kodesh obviously brings out certain things from the pusik over there, but Lechoyre, if the psyche for the whole studio, the whole parsha of Dera Pluge, it's from the Beis HaMikdash, licking them a remez, or more than a remez, licking them a psyche, this is an Indian kesher that there is between the Beis HaMikdash and Dera Pluge. Says that I'm a little uplanding. The sigi for the Dera Pluge, there is some connection and some oil that nishpach, that will be spilled over from the parasha, the Beis HaMikdash, onto what the Dora Flug is. And the idea is even more than that, we can learn from the parasha of the Dora Flug based on this connection that it has with the Beis HaMikdash. Because it would seem maybe the Dora Flug has no taxes for what we said to Kayoy. What do we learn from this parasha? It's a very nice story that happens. We'll just let me from them. What's the Megillah Avodah Lamaisa? From this psyche, from the Zohar Kodesh, we see the whole parasha, the whole figure of the Zohar Kodesh, which we can apply, it's applicable to us as well. With the Zohar Achilois, let's start. There are two things that we find in common by the Beis HaMikdash and the Zohar Kodesh, and there's one thing that we find in common. And there's one thing that we see a huge difference between the two. Obviously, besides the difference that Darach Lugia, what you're showing, Beis HaMikdash was in the Ashura Tashkina. But we find one thing which is Mamish Doime, there or there, and one thing where there's a huge gap community between the two. There's a concept of Ki'ish Echo B'lei Vechod, the Inyan of Achdus. The Inyan of Ki'ish Echo B'lei Vechod is something that's unified between the Beis HaMikdash and the Darach Lugia. Beis HaMikdash was a place. The old Yidden was when it's Achet B'yachad, Kishach B'lei Vechod. Klal Yisrael was Nes'achet. The state of Kama V'kama M'kayim is the building for the Beis HaMikdash was a place that the Mechuvin, the idea of the Beis HaMikdash was a place where the Yidden would be Nes'achet together. But the day is there, through the Achet of the Yidden, all the Yidden are Nes'achet in the Beis HaMikdash, that's why there's Ashur Sashchina in the Beis HaMikdash, there's Galus. That's what the Yidden were able to see, Ashur Sashchina. When they feel it, at certain times of year they saw the Gevaldi Gechiba David had for them, they saw it, this is Galuson. It's because of the Ishech B'lei Vecha that took place in the Mukam HaMikdash, in the Beis HaMikdash. The Zohar HaFlug had also this concept, and this is the Ishech B'lei Vecha. You know, that was the whole thing. Yeah, but he called Oretz Ofer Echot, Kishar, together, they're all together. All the Achad, That was the idea. That's what they tried to accomplish. So everyone together will build also a Migdol, to build also a place that's going to unite them all together. And this concept of Kirusha HaBalevecha was a strong theme, was a defining theme of the Baruch Hu. It was B'davka, they did B'davka as well. Because, like the Chaim and Mazdin, that this they knew, this was a W-Dua, they knew, that wherever you have Achtis B'Shleimus, you have Ashuras HaShchenes. You have the Rebbeinu Shleimus over there. So they built a Migdol, which is Ma'achat them together, because they knew, that just like Baklal Yisrael, there's a Mukha and Bazaar, this is a Platz, that they want to Ma'achat together, which is going to be the base of Migdosh. They wanted to also make, they wanted to be Magdim. And instead of having to be Mekayim, Rus, Hashem, and become and be Erlich, Erlich people, let's force the Rebbeinu Shalom Kel Yochel to be Master Shechidusai, the Kirbeinu. How? By building a place which is Master everyone together. And this will be the place that the Abish has to be Master Shechidusai. The Migdal is going to be Migdal Dovid Tavurech. Just like there's a Migdal Dovid, there's a Beis HaMikdash, Kim Migdal Dovid, they'll do it, Kim Migdal Dovid, and the Rebbeinu Shalom will be Mashra Shechinusai, the Hechrich, we're going to force him to be Mashra Shechinusai. This is the concept that was united and was the same between the two things, the Derech Lug and the Beis HaMikdash. The difference was, between the two, where the place that was chosen for each of them. Beis HaMikdash was chosen to be at the highest place in the world. Amukha Magavoya, the Kamta Valisa, Malamit Shik Mechazal, Momenuchis, Shayesh Yisru Gevoya Mekol Arutza, Harabai is Gevoya Mekol Oilam. As opposed to the Migdal of the Dora Plugin, it was in the lowest place in the world. It was built in a Bikin, a valley, in Eretz Shinar. The lowest place in Eretz Shinar, and Eretz Shinar is Numech Mekol Arutzos. The Gemara says in the Chazal, Eretz Shinar, Shenunar Yisham Mesim Mabu. All the Mesim Mabu ended up over there because it was the lowest place in the world. What's the difference? It's a very nice Nekude, very nice to say over, but what's the difference between these two things? The difference between building it, making it the highest place in the world or the lowest place in the world? Concept of the Beis HaMikdash in the highest place in the world was as a place where you look up to. As Chazal say, the end of Parashat B'Shalach, on Mechemes HaMulek, they say also by the Chash HaLachosh that they made in the Midbar, which the Rebbeinu made. Kol Zman Yisroel Mistaklim Klapi Ma'al. They look up to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. B'Shab Nes Libam Lavim Shva Shemayim Zvigova Yisroel. Then the Yidam is Gabo V'Amulek. Same thing, Chash HaLachosh, they look up. Mistaken klapim alus, and chinuchas memes, chinuchas mechaye, chimoishe, yudash al moishe, oisus mechumbe, shavis mechumbe. That's what makes the mechumbe. Moishe lifts his hand or lowers his hand. You look up there and chash mechoishe, memes and mechaye. No, kol mashi yisro mistaken klapim alus, mshavim mislibam, lavim mishvashemai. The mukam amigdash was a place that he even looked up. Mechavim mislibam, the mukam amigdash, the mechavim mislibam. Even Kayoim, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash of the Mukam HaMikdash, Ashur HaShchem is still there. There's this condition that remains in the Mukam HaMikdash, Yidna Mechav Nes Libam. The Mechav Nes Libam, the Mukam HaMikdash, is because that's Yidna Mestak, we look up to that place. We look up. Musa Yagi, Maaseh Maaseh Yavoseh, when am I going to be Zoichet? To connect and to be in the Zadok, in the Bonus Lohim of Oysen, that will be Adubish HaKayim. It's always a Mechayiv. And the Givaldi Gishchis, that they even look up. They want to connect to the place and they want to lift themselves and mal themselves, Minas Alder, to Zayn Erlich Yid. That's the Beis HaMikdash. Zorah Flugas, the Hepcha Gomer, the opposite. Zorah Flugas, the book is asking the place, the lowest place in the world, they have no intention of looking up. They have no intention whatsoever. No intention whatsoever. They wanted to take to the Baruch Shloilam, Behechlich Kaviyokum. He has to be Shoichim because there. When this Achid were together, the big deal that was built by all of us together. That's Bechitz Beklap Yishmai. And that they wanted to force our Shulah Sashchin. Make it the lowest place. We're not looking up. We'll look down at it, not up. But you have no choice. Kav Yochel. That was the Dora Flug. There's no stack in the Klapi Mala. Fuck it. We don't need, but we just don't want him to make another Mabel. They learned from the Dora Mabel to listen. The Dora Mabel bashed up. We don't want to have another Mabel in this world. We want to force the Dabari Flug to be Makayim the Oilam. That even if we do whatever we want, and we do, we're going to bother our Veda. But when it's Achid and we have a Migdol, which is Achid everyone together. So one thing you can't do, you can't destroy us anymore. That's it, it's finished. They learn from the Dor HaMabul, instead of taking lessons from the Dor HaMabul and being Mishapim HaAseyim, become Erlich people, straighten out their ways, they're fakert. No, let's learn not to batch up again. We'll do it in another way, you know, don't like some of those on the law. And he was caught. Next time, I'll make sure not to be caught. Doesn't mean he's not going to learn from his mistake. Time was the batchup that he did was that was caught this time. The batchup is that the Abishah was noikim and he destroyed the world. We have to make sure he doesn't do that again. Not that we're going to change our ways from him. We're going to just make sure that he's forced to be Mekayim Doilon. Forced to keep the Shechinah as Doish from this world. Now the better for them. And there's a great Shechinah between the two. Kish Echab Levechadov, Mukam HaMikdash, was a Mechayiv and a Schis and a Sibbe to be better in the Vegan to Klal Yitzchak in Eden, as opposed to the Dor HaFlug, the Mikdash and the Dor HaFlug was a way of Gaive and a way of distancing themselves from the Boyish Lord and the Faket to keep the Masayim Akloikal, to keep their bad ways, but to make sure that it doesn't affect them. What's that? Why Taka didn't work? Why Taka didn't this thing work? They had a good plan. The Bersham came in and dispersed them, took away the Achim. The Chayyid are right. So together, how could the Bersham learn them, take that away? So over here, I want to apply a word from the Zayd of the Chayyid Ruch HaFed on Parshas Bereishis. To the ending of Parshas Bereishis, it's a Zayd. That the Rebbeinu Shlomo made Uda Mechaber Kosnos Oy VeYalbishen. Made Kosnos Oy from leather. Yalbishen, because he had the Busha after the 8th of Av, he got the Busha from being a Rumim. They used to make Kosnos Oy VeYalbishen. It's both on Chazal, the Tayyusa Shalom Ameyah, and the Tayyusa from Ameyah, the Tayyusa from Ameyah, Motsi Kusa, they found all the Kusa, the rest of the scriven, Kosnos Oy VeAlif. That's Gishim Kosmos Oy with an Aleph. Not with an eye in leather, Oy with an Aleph, Lichtigkeit. What's the Pshat, Nadarbach? What's the Pshat? So there's a word from the Rebbe Amaylich. He says, that in this world, everything is with a Mesach HaMavdu, with a Mechis. There's Mavdu, everything in this world is under the Boim Shalom. The world is a world of spirit. It's world. The Gashmius of this world is mastered between the Eibishter and the world. We don't see the Oy Hashem that's within every single chafes in this world, within everything in this world, because there's a Gashmius that conceals it. But Rameya the Koyach to be Meya. And the way that the Rebbe was mastered always as a state of Rameya, why was it called Rameya? Shemeya Einei Chachum Ba'alocha. It was Meir Einei Chachom. Meir had a koich of lighting up the Dvar Haluch, lighting up the Torah that he said. It was Lichtik. Lichtik means that the koich of bringing the Oy Hashem into the Torah that he said over. Nochab Chazal, the Rebbe still sees, as built on Meir was a Talmud of Acher. The Moor says, how could he learn Torah from Acher? Acher was like Apikoidus. How was he able to be Mekabal Torah from Acher? When it says, I may found the Rimoin. Toich, I uchal, Klippu say Zura. He ate the Toich, the inside, and the Klippu he threw away. Threw away the pills. In other words, I may had a Koyach of being Mavch and was Toy Vodra. No one else was able to do this, only I may was the Pshat. I may had a Koyach of being made the Toy. The Rebbe is Mazda Zoy. There's a vote from the Maishaloyach, but it's a vote, I think. From earlier, Rabbi Rabin from Shitcha says this word based on what brought in my Shalayach. But other Talmidim from Rabbi Rabin bring it out also, Kich Dishonim. The Gemur, the end of Akoin is a state. Kol HaMoyser Atzmer Lumet, on the Kachem Kablani, we base the whole story over there. Kol HaMoyser Atzmer Lumet, on the Dibre Toyre, Thomas Mois Nefesh to be Gomez of the Torah. Chayre means to kill the Kiddush Hashem. Of the Torah. Ain Oymim Dvar Halacha Mishmoy. We don't say what Dvar Halacha Mishmoy. Chayre. A person's Mois Nefesh of the Torah, then he gets the Einish. Chayre is a grace of Baal Madreg. You don't say what Dvar Halacha Mishmoy. The way the Mashalach was Mazbed, the Rabbinim. Whenever a person says the Torah is Nikra al Shmoy of the person, called on his name. Why? Chayre is Torah Hashem. Torah said because there's a mechitza, the mechitza which is mavzul between the Rebbeinu Shloimeh and the Torah that he said the person is a gashmiyistik thing that's saying the Torah, but it's mafzik between the Eibishter and the Torah, so it's called Hashemayim from the person. There's no clarity of the Torah Hashem. The Torah, what is the Torah Hashem? But since it comes from a gashmiyistik person, nikkal Hashemayim from the person. Abatam is moist after numbers of the Torah, moist nefesh of the Torah. So the Mele, he's not there. He's not in the equation anymore. He took himself out. Because his mom is mevat himself the gamri to the debunking form. He's in the Sefer and Yansin. Then it's Einem and Dvaruch HaShemoy. It's not the Kal Shemoy anymore. It's the Eibish story. The Torah is Hashem. It's not a Pchisis. It's a Madreig. If I care it. You don't say, oh, Mishmoy. It's not his. It's the Eibish. He's not a Gassim. He's a person anymore. It's Chmoy Sefer. He was Moisat. And Menum is all different to it. And that's what Amei had. Amei had the Koyach. Of being mevat himself, being made the Torah to show the Torah of Hashem, to show the Rebbeinu Shloim within the Torah. That way, he was able to be toich yuchal to pusay zudak. He was able to be boyer oichum toich psoilus. Take out the worm shall condition to throw away all the shmut on the side from Achim. And that's mostly the terusah shloim meyer. Motzi kusiv kof nasoi ba'alut. The meyer's Torah. It wasn't oil. Oil of leather is a mafik, a mavgul. Oil with an olive, okay, it's meyer. This world is full of oil with an iron. It's full of mavdilim, it's full of pirates, it's full of, we don't include the Rebbeinu Shloimeh. Of the meyer story that he was meyer, a lichtigkeit, that it was instead of an iron, it was an olive. About the, I don't know what the push shot in the chazal is, but this is like about the kid, the hair, in the zach. As long as you have the Rebbeinu Shloimeh, the lichtkeit, the Rebbeinu Shloimeh, everything balach. The Yidden, when they get together in the Beit HaMikdash, the Kish Echad Lev Echad of the Mukam HaMikdash was the Kish Echad Lev Echad of Bittl. The Yidden are mevatim themselves to the Rebbeinu Shloimeh, mevatim themselves that Shlutz, the Ashur Sashchin. And this Bittl brings about an Achdus. The Meidah is Ashur Sashchin over there. The Bittl brings about an Achdus. As we know, now, two ways that people can be misashit. You can have two people unite by each one giving away to the next. In relationships, that's how it works. If a person gives away to the other person, then it brings a gewaldige koyach ma'achim between the two people, the achdus between the two. Because everyone gives away, everyone is selfless. You could also have two people that are selfish, not selfless, but they also have a ma'achit. Why? They have a common interest in mind. They have countries that have nothing to do with each other. They're all... They're ready to kill each other, but they ma'ach themselves because of a third thing. They both hate someone else. That's the ma'achit. They're not selfless, they're selfish. They have themselves in mind. But the God that happens to be, there is some sort of ma'achit between the two. It doesn't come because they're mevatel themselves. They have themselves in mind, but they both have interest, the same interest in mind. Maybe it's ma'achit. By Yidden, but the ma'achid was not because they mevatel themselves to each other. They mevatel themselves to the Rebbeinu Shloimeh. Those bitl fakert. So it gets the balagayva around. Fakert. They wanted to live their lives the way they live till now and not answer to anybody. But they had one common interest in mind. They all wanted to do it. They all wanted to live, be their own, and not change their ways and not become different and not be mamach to the Rebbeinu Shloimeh. That was the common denominator that kept them together. And that was a ma'achid, that's not a ma'achid. That's not an emsa ma'achid, that's not a kishach b'lei v'echot. It's not a kishach b'lei v'echot, it's b'lei v'echot kishachot. They all wanted to live their lives. They didn't want to tell the truth to the Rebbeinu Shloimeh. They all wanted to make sure they could live and be oiv avedis. And not have to answer to the Eibishter, the Eibishter won't be able to destroy them. They had not each other in mind at all. There was no bittul to anything whatsoever. As opposed to Klal Yisrael. As opposed to the Eden, the Ba'achat of Klal Yisrael is the Kishach B'lei V'echot of Bittul each one to another, and to Klal Yisrael, that's Ma'achad the Eden. Everyone is selfless. That's the Mokam HaMikdash. That's the Stachan Klapim Ali. And Meshabdim Es Libam Lavin Shvashmayim. Two things go together. Not just the Meshachan Klapim Ali, it's Meshabdim Es Libam Lavin Shvashmayim. Machniyat himself to the Boyz Bam, the Kabbal of Lichon Malch Shemayim. And that's the Ma'achad. That's the Ma'achad that brings us through the Shechem. A Ma'achad that's not really a Ma'achad, it's only a Ma'achad because of a bunch of selfish people to have one common denominator in mind, that's not a ma'achid. The Baruch Hu showed them that such an achid is not a dobshul kayyom. Such an achid doesn't stay. Because if it's not built on achnu, it's not built on bitl, but it's built on gaib, it's built on each having your own thing, you got to have one interest in mind, then azaz achid is be'etzim pirit. This achid, what the Mashiach calls it, it's pirit gumf. It's the biggest pirit possible. Why? Because it's not achdus. Each one has themselves in mind. It's only about themselves. There's nothing ma'achid them at all. It happens to be that everyone's own interests can unite because they happen to be very, very similar interests. But that lasts as long as the interest is the same. But be'etzim period, it's not be'etzim achdus. But the Eden, the Beis Hamikdash, it's the bias we've noticed. Rebbe Shlomo Master Nivna, it's bias from Binyan Beis Hamikdash, Mashuah Sashchin, that need number ask themselves to be Makabal and Malchus Shemayim, that's a Gemal Gemash. So from the Dorah of Lugim, which is after the Ramal, this is what we learn from Dorah of Lugim. Dorah of Lugim, we learn the way need number ask themselves, the way need number ask themselves with the Rebbeinu Shloim, between themselves and between them and the Rebbeinu Shloim, is Alidei Bitkel, Alidei to be involved themselves with one another, to give to one another, from themselves to be selfless, and to involve themselves in the Bachni themselves to the Ebishtir, the embassy Kabbalah Oil Malchus Shemayim. And that brings about an embassy Ke'ishach B'lei V'chot, not a B'lei V'chot Ke'ishach B'lei V'chot, but Ke'ishach B'lei V'chot. Ke'ishach B'lei V'chot, and that brings about a Gevaldik HaShuri Kachchim. This is what is in his bar, my Shloich Chedishurim, the Hezbeh from Rebbe Zechav Zachar. Okay, but I'm going to say, Be'ez HaShem, that's the right for the Tzadikim, I'm going as the Vintadikah Parashiyas was an Anemiginim with a pelt. The Rebbe say it over always. Why? Because it's cloaked in a pelt. A pelt is a fur coat. It's very difficult to see the and to learn from it without being yoided. Sometimes things are worms to them, they're clothed. And you want to learn from it, you have to dive in deeply, be able to take something out of the gala, avoid the lamaisa. But I'm going to kind of learn from the parashiyas. Just to get a minute, just to get the bakers of Hashem. Okay, I get my job with you. Call it.